Sir James Galway and his friends, and a piece entitled, well, the English title is Give Me Your Hand, but the Irish title is Tour Them the Love. And now the lovely warm voice of Dolores Keen as she sings a song far away in Australia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away in Australia, now has come the time when I am ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind.
I could never tire listening to that girl's voice. It's a lovely, warm voice. She, of course, Dolores Keen, is steeped in Irish music. Both her family and friends, they're all steeped in Irish traditional. But Dolores has altered her style on many of occasions, and she can sing most anything there beautifully, far away in Australia. Now for some fine banjo playing from Jerry O'Connor. A piece entitled The Fox Rock Hornpipe. I tell you what I'll do. I'll let the announcer introduce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now, for your listening pleasure, we have a charming little melody from the Emerald Isle entitled The Fox Rock Hornpipe, composed by Mr. John Sheehan and performed on the tenor banjo by the inimitable John Gerard O'Connor, accompanied by the Crux Bullagadorn Brass Band. Thank you.
Jerry O'Connor and the Fox Rock Hornpipe. Fox Rock is a district of Dublin, down to the south of Dublin. A very upmarket district, to be honest. And now to the second of those emails I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. This one comes from a listener who's contacted me before, and I'm delighted to hear from her. It's Sue in Boston. Sue says, Joe, some weeks ago on the programme you played a song by Bing Crosby all about Eileen. Now, I wonder if you could play it again just for me. Well, Sue, you know, I could play this particular track every single week on Sounds Irish. It is a lovely old track. Now, do make allowances. It was recorded way back in the days of steam recording. But you said the song makes you feel very happy. Of course, here's another excuse for making you feel very happy, Sue. And many, many thanks. And hello to all my friends in Boston. Here's Bing Crosby.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunning, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, await for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Well, Sue, I hope, like me, you enjoyed that one. And by the way, if you were listening to that and said, I'm sure I've heard that tune before, you did. Anne Breen was singing The Mountains of Mourne at the beginning of the programme, and that's the same tune. But nobody minds, do they? And now a track from that singer that I've been playing quite a lot of over the last couple of weeks, Mick Galvin. And this is, in my book, the best track he's done. I'll give you some good news. I've laid my hands on a new album of his, which I'll start to play for you on next week's Sounds Irish. But at the moment, Mick Galvin's going to sing a song for any lady listening to me whose name is Jenny.
Jenny, my own true loved one, I'm going far from thee. Out on the bounding billows, out on the dark blue sea, how I shall miss you, my darling. Then when the storm's raging high, Jenny, my own true loved one, wait till the clouds roll by. Wait till the clouds. Wait till the clouds roll by. Jenny, my own true loved one, wait till the clouds roll by. Jenny, when far from me, and on the ocean deep, will you then dream of me, love? Will you your promise keep? Soon I'll return to you, darling, and kiss every tear from your eye. Then Jenny, we'll be together. Wait till the clouds roll by. Wait till the clouds roll by, Jenny. Wait till the clouds. Jenny, my own true love one, wait till the clouds roll by. Wait till the clouds roll by. Wait till the clouds roll by. Jenny, my own true love one, wait till the clouds roll by. Jenny, my own true love one, wait till the clouds roll by.
I think that's a great song, and I think Mick Galvin sings it really well. Jenny. And now a track from what I consider the best duo in the cabaret scene. I'm talking about Foster and Allen. Now, they're not singing an Irish song, but I'm playing this because this was a big favourite in our house when I was growing up. Take a listen to Foster and Allen and Silver Threads Among the Gold.
Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among the gold shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away, but my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my fair to me. When your hair is silver white and your cheeks no longer bright with the roses of May, and say, oh, my darling, my alone, you have never older grown. Yes, my darling, my
as I say, not an Irish song, but the song on Sounds Irish doesn't have to be an Irish song, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And that one, well, that was Foster and Allen, two, as I say, of the best, most popular Irish duos around. Now, also, one of the joys in my life, I think I've told you this before, is to visit rest homes, nursing homes, retirement homes, in my sort of regular area and about a 10-mile radius I have. And one of the joys I have is to take in my keyboard and sit down with some of the residents there and sing some of the old songs. And you can guarantee that that song is always sung. On last week's programme, I played a Brendan O'Dowda track, and it wasn't a Percy French song, because Brendan was well known for his Percy French recordings, and I'm going to give you one of those Percy French recordings. And if I was honest, I want to say this is possibly my favourite Percy French song. A lovely, tender melody with lovely, reminiscing words. Brendan O'Dowda and Gort na Mona.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the sea. Now if you go through the woods of Gort na Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my Lord.
That is superb. Certainly some wonderful singing, the way he puts the song across, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra. Brendan O'Dowda and Percy French at their best. I played this track on the programme a couple of weeks ago. It's a track by Frank McCafferty. I'm going to play it again. Why? Because I love it.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she said they'd be wed. He remembers a sweet way of saying, honey, has something gone wrong? He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy, daisy. I'll give you a daisy day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by, and their love that was more than clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eyes. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her a song. I'll give you a daisy, a day dear. I'll give you a daisy day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the whole winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy day. I'll give you a daisy day, dear. I'll give you a daisy day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the four winds we know blow away. I'll give you a daisy day, dear. I'll give you a daisy.
Well, I can guarantee that that song will be going through my head for the next couple of days. Drive you a daisy a day. Frank McCaffrey there, didn't he give a lovely job on that one? And now a track from Daniel O'Donnell that I played a couple of weeks ago. And this is from the album of the same name, Moon Over Ireland. The lyrics on this are very clever, I think.
There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known, there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. Go down the one road from Cork to Killarney and follow it on to Tralee, and you won't be tongue-tied when you kiss the Blarney. There's no fairer place you can be. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo, they say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. I miss the Shannon the hills of Roscommon, the green fields in my memory. And I want to tell all my friends and my family in Donegal, I'm coming home. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo and Clare. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home.
There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. And if you're an Irish exile, tonight when you look up at the moon, just think that that same moon is shining down on your home. Daniel O'Donnell, if we get time, we might squeeze another Daniel in before the end of the programme. Okay, we're going to change the mood again this time. Bit of a noisy song, this one. I think it's an old sea shanty, and it's sung for us by Briar Folk. It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where are me boots, me nuggin boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels are worn out and the toes are kicked about, and the soul is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where is me short, me nuggin short? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the colour it is torn and the sleeves they are all worn, and the earth is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since poor sick came ashore for me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and me head is full of aches. And this time I made a path for when yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean
ocean I will wander, and the salt for me grog, a jolly, jolly grog, the salt for me beer and tobacco, for I spent all me time on the lady's drinking chair, for across the western ocean I will wander.